Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
In the quiet of a teenager's room, a prayer went unanswered, or so it seemed. Lonely and seeking something more than the world had offered, a young person asks for a sign. What they received, however, was not just a sign. And it was a powerful, inexplicable encounter that would haunt them forever. Something ancient, something unseen had responded. And what came next? Well, that's the part that will leave you wondering. What truly lies beyond the veil of our understanding? The experience was unlike anything the world can offer. No explanation, no rationality, only an overwhelming, undeniable force. Was it divine intervention or was something else at work? A sign from God or perhaps something far older, far more mysterious? Let's get to the letter they write. I can't tell you how many times I've thought about that night. It feels like yesterday, even though I'm 30 now. When I was 15, I was just like any other teenager, feeling alone, misunderstood, desperate for something to make sense of my life. At the time, I was living in a house that always felt too quiet. I had a family, but none of us really connected. I wasn't the religious type, but on this particular night, I was at my breaking point. I'd been crying for what seemed like hours, trying to make sense of everything that was wrong. The darkness outside matched what I felt inside. I don't know why I did it, but I sat in front of my nightstand with a small candle and an old Bible that had been gathering dust on the shelf. I wasn't really expecting anything, just desperate for a sign. I said a prayer, asking for something, anything. I needed to know I wasn't truly alone in the world. I needed to know that there was more to life than just the silence that consumed me. It was strange, really, because as soon as I finished praying, something started to change in the air. I got up, blew out the candle, and was about to walk out of the room when I heard it. A sound. At first, it was soft, almost like the sound of the ocean, gentle waves lapping at the shore, but there was something eerie about it. Like it wasn't just a sound, but a presence, something surrounding me. It wasn't loud, but it was unmistakable. I paused, not sure what to do, as this strange pressure seemed to settle behind me. It wasn't painful, it wasn't cold or hot. It was more like something soft, a weight without a tangible form, pressing down on me. As if something was standing right behind me. I turned my head slowly, just enough to glance over my left shoulder. That's when it happened. The pressure behind me suddenly increased, not forcefully, but in a way that pushed my face forward, almost like a gentle, invisible hand urging me to move. It was as though something was guiding me, something unseen, and it felt strange. Not terrifying, not painful, just overwhelming. I turned back toward the doorway, still feeling the strange force pressing against me, and that's when I saw them, two glowing orbs. They weren't like any light I had ever seen, the size of basketballs, flaming white, bright enough to make my eyes water. Just looking at them. One appeared on my right and the other on my left. They didn't float gently. No, they shot across the hallway at an incredible speed, leaving behind traces of light that painted the walls as they passed. The sight was so surreal, I froze. The light didn't look like fire, though. It didn't flicker like a candle flame or burn the air like a torch. Instead, it was clean, almost pure, and it left behind a shimmering trail as if someone had painted the walls with strokes of brilliant white paint. I could still hear that ocean-like sound, the gentle whooshing that seemed to follow the orbs as they sped by me. My heart was racing. I couldn't move. I couldn't look away. My hair, it felt like it was being lifted, but there was no wind, nothing physical to explain it. It was as if the air itself had changed, becoming soft but charged with something I couldn't understand. These two spheres of light didn't slow down. They continued down the hallway toward the far end of the house, and just as they reached the end, they exploded in a burst of pure white light. So bright, so intense, it swallowed everything around me. I couldn't see my hands, my body, the walls, nothing. All I could see was the light. It wasn't like a flash from a camera. It was brighter, far more intense. For a moment, it felt like I wasn't even standing in that house anymore, like I was suspended in something far beyond reality. The sound, that soft whooshing, was now louder, surrounding me completely. Then, just as quickly as it came, the light shrank, folding into itself like a collapsing star. The sudden darkness that followed was almost as shocking as the light. I couldn't believe what I had just witnessed, but it didn't feel like a dream. No, it felt real. So real that even now I can still see those lights in my mind. The stillness that followed was just as unsettling. I stood there breathless, trying to process what had just happened. My sister, who had been in her room across the hall, called out to me, "Eli?" She had seen it too. She didn't know what it was, but she had seen it. Those balls of light, that burst of brightness. It was a shared experience, something neither of us could explain. I didn't know what to say to her. All I could do was ask her to come over to me. We shut the bedroom door, and as we sat there, I began to explain what I had seen, my heart racing as I spoke. I couldn't fully understand it, but I had asked for a sign that God existed. I had asked for something, and what came in response was beyond anything I could have ever imagined. As I told my sister the story, I looked over to the nightstand, and there it was. The candle was lit. It had been blown out just moments before, but now it was burning again. I stared at it, the small flame flickering gently, and it was then that I realized the message had been delivered. It wasn't just the light I had seen. It was the candle, the flickering flame, a sign that what had just happened was real. The sensation of awe and fear mixed within me. Was it divine? Was it a sign from something higher, or was it something else entirely? I wasn't sure what to feel. Part of me wanted to tell my mom right away. But how do you explain something like that? How do you tell someone about these balls of light, the impossible burst of brightness and the strange presence that felt so real, yet so unexplainable? I had never believed in anything supernatural before, at least not like this. But now, I wasn't so sure. When my mom got home, I could see that she was exhausted, but I couldn't keep it to myself any longer. I had to tell her. Maybe I thought she would have an answer or some kind of explanation. I didn't expect the reaction I got. She was deeply religious, but even for her, what I had experienced seemed like a revelation. Her eyes filled with tears as she listened to me tell the story. She didn't question it. Instead, she seemed moved. In a way, it was as though she believed without a doubt that this was some sort of divine sign. She told me that God worked in mysterious ways and that this was His way of showing me I wasn't alone. It was hard for me to fully accept that, but I couldn't deny what had happened. I wasn't religious, and to be honest, I wasn't sure I wanted to be. But that moment, that feeling, it was real. I felt like I had been given a glimpse of something otherworldly, something outside of the world I had known. My mother cried, and for a moment I felt the weight of the moment, the significance of it all crushing me. I told a few people at church about it. I wasn't expecting anyone to believe me, but they did. They were astonished, and some even said that it was a miracle. The whole experience felt surreal, almost too much to process. But after telling a few people, I couldn't bring myself to talk about it anymore. It felt like I had been given something beautiful and terrifying, but I didn't know how to hold on to it. My understanding of the world had been shattered, but I wasn't sure if I was ready to fully embrace it. The days went on and things seemed to return to normal, or at least to what I thought was normal. But that experience never left me. It stayed with me, like a whisper in the back of my mind, urging me to keep searching for answers. As I grew older, I started to wonder about what happened that night. I couldn't help but think, why me? Why did I get this sign? What did it really mean? There were so many questions. I thought I had moved on, that I had tucked it away in some dark corner of my mind, but it would always come back. The memory of that light, the sound of the ocean, the pressure I felt behind me. Those sensations were locked away, but they were never forgotten. The more I thought about it, the more I realized that I had never fully understood what happened. My mother's belief in God as the explanation never fully settled with me. I respected her faith, but I didn't feel the same connection to it. I started to question whether it was something divine at all. Was it a sign? Or was it something else? Something older? Perhaps even something that didn't fit into any religious framework. Years passed, and I tried to bury the experience under the weight of adulthood. But every now and then, when I would find myself alone in a quiet room or walking down a dark hallway, I'd remember that night. The pressure in the air, the bright lights, the sudden burst of energy. I would think about it, not with fear, but with a strange sense of wonder, and sometimes a little fear, too. I couldn't help it. And then one day, I realized that I had been carrying this experience with me all these years. It had shaped me, made me more open to the unknown, even if I didn't fully understand it. I had been given a gift, and although I didn't have all the answers, I knew that the experience was real, that the light I saw wasn't just a figment of my imagination. But there was one thing that still haunted me: the candle. It was a small thing, really, but it stayed with me. It was the one physical sign that told me it had all happened. But why had it relit itself? Why had that been the final piece of the puzzle? What did it all mean? I thought about it constantly. I still do. Sometimes when I look back, I wonder if there's something bigger at work, something I'll never fully comprehend. Or maybe it was just my mind playing tricks on me. But deep down, I knew it wasn't. It wasn't just a coincidence. And then my sister, she said something that struck me. After I told her everything, she just looked at me and said, "It's not over, Eli." That light wasn't just a sign. It was a message. And you're supposed to figure it out. It was strange. It wasn't a typical thing for her to say. But it stuck with me. And I couldn't help but think that maybe, just maybe, the answer was still out there, waiting for me to find it. The story you've just heard is one of those rare experiences that defies easy explanation. Eli's encounter with the inexplicable lights, the overwhelming pressure, and the profound emotional transformation that followed is both unsettling and awe-inspiring. It's the kind of experience that leaves you questioning everything you thought you knew about reality, about the world we live in, and perhaps about what lies just beyond our perception. Was this a supernatural event, a sign from a higher power, or perhaps something else entirely? An ancient force at play, one that doesn't fit neatly into any box we know? As Eli reflected on the experience, they found themselves caught between their skepticism and the undeniable reality of what happened. It's a tension many of us have felt when confronted with the unknown, an uneasiness, a desire to make sense of something that doesn't quite fit into the world that we've been taught to understand. In many ways, Eli's story raises a larger question about the nature of human experience. We like to think that we can rationalize everything, explain every phenomenon. But what if some things simply cannot be explained? What if there are forces in the world, both seen and unseen, that exist outside of our understanding? The experience of the light, the gentle pressure, and the candle's mysterious relighting may be a message that resonates differently for everyone. Perhaps it's a question of belief or a reminder that there is still much we don't understand about the world around us. From a psychological standpoint, it's fascinating to consider the emotional weight Eli carried after the event. Many who experience profound, unexplainable occurrences often face a shift in how they perceive themselves and the world. It can be both a moment of enlightenment and a burden, as it forces us to confront things we're not always ready to face. Was Eli's prayer merely a call for guidance or a way of opening themselves to something much larger than they ever imagined? And yet, the possibility that there was something truly supernatural at play can't be ignored. Many cultures and belief systems across history have spoken of mysterious lights, celestial messages, or otherworldly beings that communicate through symbols or strange phenomena. It's entirely possible that what Eli encountered that night wasn't just a random, unexplained event, but a message from a realm that we're only beginning to understand. The unanswered question that lingers is what exactly that experience meant. Was the sign of the lit candle simply a coincidence or a deeper connection to something beyond the veil of our understanding? The fact that it defies a clear answer is what makes this story so haunting, so captivating, because it forces us to confront the mystery of it all, a mystery that, just like Eli's experience, remains suspended in the air, soft, elusive, and waiting to be explored. As you ponder this story, remember this: there's more to reality than what we can see with our eyes, more than we can explain with our minds. Sometimes, it's in those rare, unexplainable moments that we catch a glimpse of something greater. And while we may never fully understand it, perhaps that's part of the mystery, the beauty of it all. Thank you for joining us on this unsettling journey into the unknown. Until next time, stay curious. And remember, the mystery may never be solved, but it's the searching that keeps us going.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving, it's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.